30% of the economy.
You know, finance will come to order. Thank you, Senator Hoffman, Olson, Dyson, Stedman, Co-Chair Wilkin, and I'm Senator Green. We have a couple of bills on the schedule for today, and the first of which is Senate Bill 46, the capital appropriation bill. Ginger, would you like to help us walk through this, please?
For the record, my name is Ginger Blaisdell, staff to Senator Green. The work draft that's before you, it's number P, as in Peter, and it is the second CS for Senate Bill 46 in Finance Committee. And this is slightly changed from the Senate Bill 46 that went to the floor that was passed sometime last week. What we've done in this particular bill is every item that has an FY06 effective date is in SB 46. All of the other items that are now removed are going to be in SB 97, which is the next bill that we'll consider. I think in this bill we've gotten every edit correction corrected. Mm-hmm. We've gotten lab states corrected. We've gotten project titles corrected as any request that's come into our office. So we are assuming that this particular section of projects is ready to go.
If we were to go back to the old 46, mm-hmm. We would find no substantive change except that the fact that the school construction projects and the supplemental and maintenance projects have been moved to the 97.
Correct.
And on page 83, there is one item that's been moved to Senate Bill 97, and I assume that's because of the effective date.
That's the effective date, mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Are there any other things in here that might cause someone to have a question about the agenda on the way this has been handled? If you had a project in our capital budget last week, it's in between these two bills, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, if there was a departmental project in here, it's still in one of these two, whether it's a supplemental or the 05 language or education or Senate Bill 46.
The education projects are moved to SB 97.
Okay.
They will have an 05 effective date.
Okay.
The only other change that has happened to SB 46 is the $700,000 for the Chitna Dipnet project. It was an amendment offered on the floor. That amendment was withdrawn, but the intent was still to have it in this bill. That particular item is in SB 46.
And that's the money to capitalize and begin work on that area so they can start collecting fees and run that. Now, I do notice we have amendment number 1, or number 97, interestingly enough, in your packet pertaining to Senate Bill 46, which is having to do with the Chitna personal use dipnet fishery. Senator Wilkie, would you move amendment number 97?
Madam Chair, move amendment number.
Could you please move it, read it up as yes?
Madam Chair, I would move that the second be a substitute for Senate Bill number 46, finance second, version P, drafted by Kurtz on 5/15 of this year, be adopted as our working document.
No objection. We will use version P as our working document. And you'll see that you have a couple of amendments. Senator Wilkin, if you'll move amendment 1, please.
Madam Chair, move amendment 1.
Hard to say. Okay. Ginger, would you give us an explanation of language we've included here?
Yep. There are two functions that are going to happen with amendment number 97. One is that on page 43, lines 10 through 20, that is the appropriation for the Chitna Dipnet fishery and some intent and instructional language that goes with that. That section is going to move to be underneath the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. The other part of amendment number 97 includes a little bit more intent language that instructs the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities how to help manage this this project.
Because since we originally introduced the changes and the addition to the Chitna personal use dip net fishery, we found that the money should go through the Department of Transportation and not DNR for the proper management of the project.
Correct.
Is that clear to everyone? Are there any questions about Amendment Number 97? Does anyone object to Amendment Number 97? Amendment Number 97 is adopted. Amendment Number 98.
Madam Chair, move Amendment Number 98.
Oh, I'm sorry. We have to wait just a moment, please. Senator Wilkin, would you offer Amendment 98, please?
Okay. Madam Chair, move Amendment 98.
And for explanation, Amendment Number 98 is just it was dropped in the language between the conversion of 46 and 97. So it's not an additional add. So.
Are you sure, Madam Chair?
I am positive. Guarantee you. Brief of these, please. We need to instruct legal services to add an effective date of July 1, 2005. Otherwise, the bill would not become effective until 90 days after signature. Apparently, it's not necessary to have it written, but we do have to make the announcement. Are there any questions about Senate Bill 46, second CS, second finance? We've done everything. We've got the two amendments. Brief of these. 46. Senator Wilkin.
Madam Chair, move to report second committee substitute for Senate Bill 46 with the second finance amendment as amended from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Is there objection? Senate Bill 46 as amended, second finance, et cetera, version P moves from as a committee with amendments with individual recommendations and all the attached fiscal notes. Okay, I will move on to Senate Bill 97. Andrew, if you would please give us the explanation on this.
Senate Bill 97 is the original slow track supplemental bill that was offered and heard in committee probably mostly in March and early April. And when we did the first version of SB 46, the capital bill, we had merged the supplemental projects as a separate section in the capital bill. At this point, we've pulled those back out. We've put them into their original bill in SB 97. And for the most part, with a few exceptions, everything in this bill has a fiscal year 05 start date.
This also includes...
This bill includes all of the school projects as they were originally listed in the first version of SB 155. Probably the most significant change to this is that the fund source is other funds. It's no longer general funds, and it would be using Amrita Hess bond funding for all of the school projects. There are a few items that changed in SB 46 originally. We had adopted all of the House's recommended changes to SB 155, Those House recommended changes have been removed, so we're back to that original version of 155.
If it is. At ease, please.
Be back at 11.
11 o'clock.